Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The wise, the successful Joe Biden would essentially cruise to re-election. That would be one of the easiest things in the world to do, given all the wonderful things that are happening. So why, pray tell, does Kamala Harris, why is she reportedly looking to fix the campaign strategy? I don't know. How desperate do you have to be to say, maybe Kamala needs to come in and help us out here? I'm telling you, folks, it's we can't make this kind of stuff up. But we're happy and ready to report it to you. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. Glad to be with you, of course. We have an awful lot to tell you about and talk to you about here on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to opine, you can also head over to my home website. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. By the way, welcome to everybody listening to us on the GCN Network this morning. Of course, also on our flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And folks, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got links to listen live. You can also go to GCNLive.com if you want to pick up the live streams for the program. GCN, of course, distributes our program out to all of our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. And so once again, we gather together. Once again, we are here. And once again, we are going to tell you the unbelievable. We're going to tell you the fantastical. All these things that the Democrat Party elite, the Biden administration, and the Biden campaign have cooked up for you. And I think that's sort of a mild way of putting it. But in all seriousness, though, folks, on the program today, of course, we'll tell you about what Kamala Harris is doing, evidently, to save the Biden campaign. We'll also tell you about what's happening, of course, at the UN Security Council. The U.S. ended up vetoing that resolution about ceasefire in Israel and Rafah and so forth. But we're going to start off this morning. Check this out, folks. Check this out. This from Newsmax. New York Attorney General Letitia James says she is prepared to seize Donald Trump's assets, including 40 Wall Street, if he does not have the cash to cover the $355 million judgment against him in the civil fraud case that ended last week. You know, something tells me, folks, that, you know, they might have done some mathematics. They might have said to themselves, gee, if we impose this arbitrary number, if we impose this ridiculous order the way that it is, and some will say, well, that's just his political spin. You know, I really don't think so at this point, because the American people have seen these terrible consequences that have happened as a result of these border policies. And when we look at the border, when we look at the economic issues going on, when we look at how people are feeling about their future, it really does add up to a very, very, just a terrible time. And we're not here for that. We really are not. America's not here for that. America's not designed for that. Have you ever noticed every single time that we have to go into a real period of struggling, a real period of opposition to the things of the American dream. It's not always because we're just not doing the things that America is designed to do. In fact, it's like we do the opposite, and the bad times occur. And so right now, these policies, whether they be international relations, whether they be domestic policy, whether they be economic policy, whether they be just an indifference to the plight of consumers out there, it all adds up to the same. Well, one of the other things, of course, that's happening, we'll talk about on the program this morning, of course, is the Supreme Court agreeing to take up the immunity question for Donald Trump regarding acts done as president, whether or not he can be charged with these particular charges that he has regarding January 6th and so forth. So, but of course, what this does is this does sort of push this back. It pushes any notion of the trial back considerably. And there's a couple of different dynamics to that as well. Number one, of course, the far left wants to have a trial immediately. They want to have a summary judgment, or if they could get a summary judgment, like they got in New York City, well, all the better. Well, again, because it's about getting Trump. We just have to get Trump. And if they could get that, they would. But at the same time, just flip the script around. What if this was a former Democrat president and you had a Republican administration and you had a Justice Department or a special prosecutor and on it goes saying, we have to do this right away because, look, the election is looming. How many people, especially on certain shows and networks, would be out there saying, you're doing this in an election year and you're dangerously close to the election? This also is a form of election manipulation. They would be saying that immediately. They wouldn't take no for an answer. It would be on and on every single day. But instead, they want to have this very, very speedy thing. And to some degree, too, I think even the Trump people said, look, you know, we want a speedy decision on this. And we want to get down to business on this. And the question of immunity really is a very, very good question, by the way. It is a very, very good question. But it also, I think at the very heart of the matter, is are these charges, are they holding water? Are they the things that we need to build this case on? Or, like so many other things in this whole odyssey, is it something that's amplified in order to serve a political purpose? Folks, stay right there. Kyle Horn with you. Friday edition is officially launched, underway, and coming at you. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Friday edition of the program. And we've got a lot more to tell you about, of course, as we begin this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have something you'd like to opine about here on the show this morning. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you so desire, you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. We've got some other direct messages that have already come in this morning, and we'll be talking about them here in just a little bit. First off, I do want to give a shout-out to Jerry, listening in Las Vegas, and he's got a great song request this morning, and we're definitely going to be hearing that one. Perfect choice. I really like it. And so, Jerry, I appreciate that. I appreciate the kind words as well. Stay tuned. We're going to be doing that this morning. I think in hour number two, I believe. Hour number two will have that particular song as we take a look at some of the weather, and we play a song to make sure everybody kind of keeps pumped up. Keep you going. Keep your blood going here on this Friday morning because, you know, we made it to Friday. You know, we've been going all week long. Another great week of broadcasting. Another great round of callers and another great round of direct messages. Really appreciate it. We had a great call, by the way, right at the end of the program yesterday morning. I think it was George in Tampa. And we had a really great call. And I think that just kind of sent everything off, sent the show off to a wonderful conclusion yesterday. So I really do appreciate it. And, folks, once again, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. All right. So now, as we mentioned, there is a stopgap measure on the government shutdown. We know that. But also, of course, folks, we've now got a ruling, I believe, in Texas. A judge has now blocked the idea that Texas can arrest migrants or has other broad authority to enforce immigration law. I mean, this is a big deal, don't you think? Because obviously what we've been seeing happening in Texas recently has been the fact that Texas actually is stepping in where the federal government is abdicating its responsibility, is abdicating its role, its constitutionally mandated role. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting, my friends, that, you know, the far left and the, you know, these different prosecutors and so forth, all they want to do is try to get Trump on the idea that he's subverted the Constitution. He has engaged in an insurrection. He's attacking our democracy. On and on and on it goes. But when you see a, you know, direct evidence, which I think you could interpret as subverting the Constitution, by simply, just abdicating your role as the federal government to enforce the border, which is pretty basic, well, that's not a subversion of the Constitution. There shouldn't be, you know, investigations galore to find out, you know, where's the conspiracy on that? Who gave that order and who got together around the conference table and decided to do this and that? Well, of course, a lot of this is, you know, this policy stuff is just out in the open. But, I mean, if you really, really want to get down to it, why aren't we talking about it in those terms? But, of course, what's the ultimate remedy for so many of these things? The ultimate remedy for so many of these things is the ballot box, the voters, you, going to the ballot box and voting these people out of office, and don't vote them ever back into office ever again. And see, this is one of the things, too. On the far left, whether it be the pundits or the politicians, they are simply not willing to give you the power to decide who leads the country, the policies that will be put in place, again, that fall under the rubric of the Constitution, you know, that follow the law, these kinds of things, of course. But you are the ultimate decider of that. See, that's where this whole thing got turned upside down. And if you have the power to decide, well, then that frightens them. They do not want you to have that power to be able to decide. So what happens? Well, we're going to kick Trump off the ballot. We're going to give him a $355 million fine and say that he defrauded the bank and all this kind of stuff. It'll go on and on. He incited an insurrection, et cetera, et cetera. You know what he told his supporters, right? He told them to fight like hell. And haven't we heard Chuck Schumer say that, if I recall correctly? Any other garden variety politician? Haven't they said things like, we're going to go over there, we're going to fight like hell? And then, of course, he told them to peacefully go over to the Capitol building if you want to make a protest. And last time I checked, it's okay to protest in this country. Well, Trump didn't do enough to tell them all to go home as quickly enough and this kind of stuff. Well, that's what they're saying. But at the same time, when the country was burning down in 2020, how many prominent Democrats were out there stopping it? I'm just curious. I don't know. I don't think it was very many, you know. But again, the idea, and by the way, what looks more like an insurrection, setting cities on fire? Or some people who should never have gone into the Capitol building and should never have done what they did and should have never vandalized anything? You know, you tell me. So in other words, I'm not excusing things. What I'm saying is, when you are taken out of the loop by the elite who believe that they know better than you and love to talk, and see, this is another reason why they talk about democracy. This is all about democracy. Democracy, democracy, democracy. Trump's trying to kill our democracy, and we have to protect our democracy. In fact, I know I've mentioned this many times. I just love mentioning it. You know, there's a lady here in Southern California. She's running for Congress. Her two big things are abortion and fighting for democracy, evidently protecting democracy from extremists. Isn't that an interesting thing, though, too? Because you know, that's something that can never be fulfilled, by the way. In other words, there's no end to where you say, well, I have protected democracy. Let's move on to the next problem, you know, because it will always be esoteric. It will always be, you know, pretty much anybody who doesn't agree with the Democrat Party agenda, they're probably anti-democracy at that point. You know, in other words, so you have this ability to simply create this slogan, basically, that says, I'm protecting democracy, and nobody can ever really define what that is that you're actually doing, other than you don't like Republicans. Okay, we get that. We get it. You don't like Republicans. So, a federal judge on Thursday blocked a new Texas law that gives broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of illegally entering the U.S., dealing a victory to the Biden administration in its feud with Republican Governor Greg Abbott over immigration enforcement. okay, well, this is, by the way, this is coming from the L.A. Times. I just want you to know. The preliminary injunction granted by U.S. District Judge David Ezra pauses a law that was set to take effect March 5th and came as President Biden and his likely Republican challenger in November, Donald Trump, were visiting Texas's southern border to discuss immigration. Texas officials are expected to appeal. Well, yeah, of course. Opponents have called the Texas measure the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since the 2010 Arizona law that opponents rebuked as "Show Me Your Papers" bill. The U.S. Supreme Court partially struck down the Arizona law, but some Texas Republican leaders, who often refer to the migrant influx as a, quote, invasion, want that ruling to get a second look. You know, I don't know that this smacks of, you know, walking down the streets in 1930s Germany or something, and they say, "Show me your papers." I'm not so sure that that equates one-to-one on that. But I think what they're talking about is the notion that you have a lot of people coming across the border. There's absolutely no impediment to that, realistically. And so you're not going to be able to find people or if you come across them, then you, again, they've come into the country illegally. There's nothing you can do because the federal government won't do something. So if the federal government doesn't do something, like, can you go put razor wire along the Rio Grande? In other words, when the federal government just disappears on things, well, then what's supposed to happen? Oh, you're just supposed to, well, that's fine. Anything, c'est la vie, we're supposed to say. All right, stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. A Gaza Health Ministry spokesperson has reported that the death toll from an Israeli assault on a gathering of Palestinians seeking aid in Gaza City has risen to at least 100. The Israeli military stated it's investigating the incident, while an Israeli official said the IDF troops resorted to live ammunition in response to people surrounding trucks transporting humanitarian aid. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned that the deployment of Western troops to Ukraine could escalate to nuclear conflict. During his annual State of the Nation address, Putin said Moscow possesses the capability to strike Western targets should they send troops to support Ukraine. The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January. The Federal Reserve is considering whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said last month he aims to observe further positive data. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So if it's not the border, you know, it's going to be Bidenomics, which, you know, we're not supposed to call it that anymore, I think. But if it's not the border, if it's not Bidenomics, you know, it's going to be something else in international relations. Somebody point to something somewhere where the Biden administration is truly being successful, and I don't mean some esoteric reading of some economic numbers, because we know that that's not really where the economy is for people across the country in so many respects, you know, trying to get their bills paid, trying to adjust their kitchen table budgets. Because they can't simply continue to go on borrowing. In fact, you know, we're seeing a lot of different things happening right now. We've got a lot of companies that are readjusting, shall we say, for you know, probably a myriad of reasons at this point. But the upshot is they're laying people off in many cases. So what happens? You know, it's not maybe just a direct result of some, you know, economic disaster, but it is forecasting. It is looking ahead. It is saying, well, we were preparing for this. We don't need as many people, so we're going to start cutting back. But what happens? People start saying, wow, they're making cutbacks. I wonder if they'll ever cut me back on this from my job. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to not spend so much. I'm going to actually be much more careful with my money. And so you kind of stop consuming a whole lot. And it goes on and on and on. And you have bigger problems with companies, and then they can't keep going. You know, they raise their prices, and you see kind of what happens. So it's not about an esoteric reading of these economic numbers that make you think that, well, I must be missing something, because the economy is actually really good under Joe Biden. He's been one of the most successful presidents we've ever seen, and this administration just needs to keep on going. In fact, we should amend the Constitution to allow Biden to keep on being president, you know, even after this next presidential term, that kind of thing. Well, folks, again, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. I got off on a little tangent there for a moment. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to our website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you have a direct message that you'd like to send to us this morning, we sure do appreciate that very, very much. And, you know, we'll just kind of round this segment out here, round out this part of the show. Again, continuing with the border issue, because this is becoming front and center. You know, we spend a lot of time worrying about what's happening in the border of Ukraine for obvious reasons. But for some reason, I know, and that's starting to sound cliche, but it is actually, I think it's very illustrative. Well, why can't we have the border of the United States actually be a border? It's not about not wanting people to come to the United States. It's not about not wanting people to come here seeking a better life, these kinds of things. It's about having the illegal immigration. President Trump even brought up this notion of who is coming across the border. Many young men of, and it's a phraseology, it's a saying of military age. They don't seem to be destitute people desperately looking to come across the border at all costs so that they can find work. But they do appear to be, in many cases, young men of military or what they call fighting age. What's happening? That's a good question. It's not a conspiratorial question. It's not a question that you're just not supposed to ask. It's not a racist question. It's not any kind of an ist or an ism. It's just a good question. And if the administration will not address these things, what do you expect states to do? So this judge, by the way, in the Texas issue, you know, starts invoking, well, there's the supremacy clause of the United States Constitution. And he's actually saying to allow Texas to, quote, permanently supersede federal directives because of some kind of invasion, basically, is what it's amounting to. He's saying would amount to nullification of federal law and authority. A notion which is antithetical to the Constitution and has been unequivocally rejected by federal courts since the Civil War. Well, the version of nullification that he's talking about is and has been addressed by the U.S. Supreme Court since the Civil War, but this is not really a nullification. And we talked with Frank Silvato about this. He's written a whole book about this kind of stuff. And we'll talk to him again this morning in hour number four. Nullification really is not the thing that's happening here. What's happening is the federal government is simply not doing its job. And the state of Texas says, we're not nullifying, we're not doing the supremacy clause. It's like, you disappeared on us, like I was saying. You ghosted us, to put it in the vernacular. You ghosted us, and we have to do something because we have landowners and farmers and residents and people who are, you know, we have ranches, we have all this stuff happening, and this is completely disruptive. Federal government, where are you? Where's your obligation to protect the states? That's a darn good question. Well, speaking of darn good questions, we always have somebody who has gotten darn good questions or darn good things to say, and that's John in Sarasota joining us here this morning on the telephone line. Good morning, John. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kyle. You seem well tighter than the two-day clock this morning.
Really? Maybe a little bit. Maybe, yeah.
A little bit of caffeine. Hey, I wanted to make a brief comment, and thank you for that introduction. I do my best. I wanted to make a brief comment. Have you seen that Palestinian protest in New York City?
I think I may have seen something about it. Was it today, though? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It started tonight. They are literally blocking and shutting down the city of New York. There had to be 300 police officers out there, and they're screaming and carrying on about the demise of Israel. You know, there was a time in our country when people came here for a better life, a better way to live, and I think what's happened here is they're here now, and they're using our democracy to create dissidents in our country about the countries they come from to cause problems in the United States. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that.
No, I think you're right. In other words, they use our good nature against us, and they, you know, to say abhorrent things. Yes, we have freedom of speech. But the idea, of course, is that, you know, these abhorrent things that they're saying, you know, number one, tells us everything we need to know about them.
Absolutely. And getting back to the border situation, you had a question you proposed at the beginning of the segment. Tell me one thing that Biden has accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's accomplished, again, I hate to be redundant, but he's accomplished everything he said that he would do. He killed the Keystone Pipeline. He opened the borders. To be redundant again, you know, we were saying last night about his mental facility. He seems to be, you know, pretty fit to achieve what it is he set out to do. But here's the other thing. We have these people that are so embedded in the Democrat Party, whether you call them the elites, whatever you call them, that this is, you know, you hit it on the head. I remember when Chuck Schumer was waving his fist that Gorsuch will pay for this, and Maxine Waters, just go and punch him in the face. My question is, we, the American people, have a right to remove these people from office, but why is it we never actually can pull the trigger to remove them? Like, Mayorkas was impeached, but he's not going to face any penalties. As a matter of fact, he was at the border with Biden. So I guess the question is, they are just very, very powerful people that an insurrection they're talking about. Donald Trump, President Trump, was never prosecuted of that. Why are we losing it here?
Well, because they get a lot of one-issue voters, for one thing, and they've got a great messaging machine, and they always seem to be able to pull it off. But John in Sarasota, I appreciate the call very much. We'll talk again soon, my friend.
Thank you, Kyle. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too. All right, folks, great call. And we're going to come right back. We got a great song coming up. Hope that you can stay with us. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition continues.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city.
All right.
Tucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself.
This is the Friday edition, everybody. We are not responsible for the amount of fun that we are having here on the show. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here, of course. And we have a lot more to tell you about, a lot more to talk about as we continue through this Friday edition of the show. And we hope that you've got some great weekend plans, whatever they might be. And especially here because it's the first day of March. Can you believe it? We've been through February now, and we've even had an extra day of February, but I don't know about you. I think March looks pretty good by about right now, the way that things have been going. But welcome back to the show, everybody. As I said, Kyle Warren with you. This part of the program, we love to play a song for you in the morning, in the wee hours of the morning, keep you going throughout the night. Whatever it is that you're doing, wherever you're going, wherever you're traveling, if you're working your job, if you're working a shift, if you're delivering, if you are driving a big rig, if you're working in law enforcement, or if you're a first responder, whatever it is, wherever you are, whatever's happening, it's our great pleasure and yay, our solemn promise to make sure that we get you through the wee hours of the morning. Now, next hour, we've got a great request from Jerry listening in Las Vegas, Nevada this morning, And it's a great song request, and we're going to do that in hour number two. So I just want to preface that. I just want to preview that, and we appreciate his request very much. But right now, as I said, you know, we're going through the nights, and we got this song to keep us going. In fact, you might even say we're going through the shadows of the night.
We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand, it'll be alright. Surrender all your dreams to me tonight. They'll come true in the
there, Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, going strong, even yet until this day, they're still going strong out there, and songs like that, arrangements like that, and Pat Benatar's just amazing vocals just really brought all that together, and there's no doubt that they would have just really gone up to the pinnacle of rock and pop as well at that time, and it just really, really sounds great. Pat Benatar, of course, a trained singer in her own right, and all that shows with the just how incredible those vocals sound, layered together and so forth. Just really, really amazing. So, Shadows of the Night, Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, by the way, just a great song this morning. Okay, so once again, folks, let's take a look at what's happening out there across the nation in terms of our national weather issues that are happening. This from the National Weather Service, a stormy pattern to end February and begin March for the West Coast. Yep, we can attest to that. And I think Richard the Marine was attesting to that. Last night we heard from listener Joan up in Seattle, and it was raining just cats and dogs, basically. So, again, a stormy pattern to end February and begin March for the West Coast, inland into the Cascades, Sierra, Great Basin, and Northern Rockies. Very heavy snows, likely, through the Sierra, while lower elevation heavy rains expected from coastal California into the coastal Pacific Northwest. Heavy rains expected from the central coast across the southern Appalachians and into the mid-Atlantic. A warming trend for the southern plains to the east coast, while below average temperatures will persist along the west coast. So, well, again, we're going to start looking here and see what we've got precipitation-wise this morning, of course. And, again, we're expecting this stuff to come in here into Southern California over the weekend. But up in Seattle, we've got all kinds of rain and snow all over the place. Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, certainly snow to the west of Seattle. Rain mixed with snow all the way down Interstate 5 to our friends in Portland, Oregon. Same basic story over towards Newport, Oregon. And then it opens up a little bit on 5 until you get to Eugene, Oregon. But down near Medford on Interstate 5, you got all kinds of snow happening right there. Also, coming out of Reno, I-80, snow, so that's going to impact Donner Pass, that is for sure. Boise's got rain and snow all around that area as well. Looks like parts of northern Idaho, right now the snow on the radar map is a little bit north of Coeur d'Alene, but that can change, obviously, so 4th of July Pass comes into play there. Our friends in Missoula has snow just directly south, but that goes down to our friends in Stevensville and Hamilton, U.S. Highway 93, Bozeman in that area, Helena, you've got some snow in that area, central Idaho as well, down through Logan, Utah, Salt Lake City, looks like you've got snow and rain sporadically around your area there as well. But of course, when it comes to Louisiana, you got rain in the northern part there, but also there in the southern part of Louisiana, down near New Orleans, it looks like a lot of heavy rain in that area. So you want to be careful, of course, and we appreciate, we got a message just the other day from South Louisiana as well. So batten down the hatches there, absolutely. Up in Arkansas, up towards Memphis, Tennessee, we've got all kinds of rain happening there. This is going to go north into Missouri, the central part of Missouri, over towards Kansas City this morning. And for our friends in Georgia this morning, just north and south of Atlanta, looks like you got some rain just sporadically in that area. Then also near Macon, you've got rain heading out to the east of that and staying just a little bit north of Savannah right now. So do be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece wherever it is that you're going. And once again, folks, we're going to start making our climb up to the top of the hour. And we'll check out the top of the hour news this morning. We'll get updated on everything. We'll come back and talk about everything. And we'll take your telephone calls, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Also, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. Well, the Friday edition, hour number one. I can't believe it. Again, just flies by. And that's, well, yeah, because we're going at warp speed. That's the explanation I'm going with, by the way. So, stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one is now in the books.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.